Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Washington Senators and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Eddie Yost. Batting second. The center fielder, Jim Busby. Batting third. The first baseman, Mickey Vernon. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Pete Runnels. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Roy Sievers. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Jim Lemon. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ed Fitzgerald. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jerry Snyder. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mickey McDermott. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Mickey McDermott. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Cal Abrams. Batting second. The center fielder, Chuck Deering. Batting third. The left fielder, Joe Durham. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bob Kennedy. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Frank Kellard. Batting sixth. The catcher, Clint Courtney. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Billy Hunter. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Bobby Young. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lou Kritlau. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Lou Kritlau. And now, play ball. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Kennedy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby takes first base on ball four. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon strikes out. Two outs. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Cal Abrams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Abrams hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Deering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deering hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Runnels settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Runnels settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers takes first base on ball four. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Kellard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Fitzgerald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fitzgerald strikes out. Two outs. Jerry Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kennedy fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Sievers. Kennedy reaches second base with a double. Frank Kellard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kellard hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Yost settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McDermott fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kennedy scores. It's 1-0, Orioles. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnels scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Mickey McDermott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDermott takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0-for-1 in the game. Yost hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McDermott moves to second. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Busby hits a fly ball towards center. Deering catches it. McDermott tags up. Here's the throw to Hunter, who relays to Kennedy, who tags McDermott for the double play. Two outs. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0-for-1 in the game. Vernon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Yost moves to third. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Yost scores. Vernon moves to second. It's Senators, 1, Orioles, 1. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0-for-1 in the game. Runnels strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Lou Kritlow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kritlow strikes out. One out. Cal Abrams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Abrams is 0-for-1 in the game. Abrams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chuck Deering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deering is 0-for-1 in the game. Deering takes first base on ball 4. Abrams moves to second. Joe Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 0-for-1 in the game. Durham hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Kennedy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Abrams scores. Deering moves to second. It's 2-1, Orioles. Frank Kellert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kellert is 0-for-1 in the game. Kellert hits a fly ball into right field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Sievers hits a fly ball into left field. Durham settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-1 in the game. Lemon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ed Fitzgerald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fitzgerald is 0-for-1 in the game. Fitzgerald hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Deering, who is chasing the ball. Fitzgerald reaches third base with a triple. Lemon goes all the way around to score. It's Senators, 2, Orioles, 2. Jerry Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-1 in the game. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mickey McDermott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDermott is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, McDermott hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kritlow fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 0-for-1 in the game. Courtney hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hunter hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Courtney moves to second. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0-for-1 in the game. Young hits a ball on the ground towards second. Runnell scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Courtney moves to third. Two outs. Luke Kritlow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kritlow is 0-for-1 in the game. Kritlow hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McDermott fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Orioles 2. The Senators will come to bat. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Yost hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Busby hits a fly ball into center field. Deering settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Vernon hits a fly ball into right field. Abrams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Cal Abrams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Abrams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Abrams strikes out. One out. Chuck Deering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deering is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Deering hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Runnell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 0-for-2 in the game. Durham takes first base on ball 4. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Kennedy hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Vernon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Orioles 2. The Senators will come to bat. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0-for-2 in the game. Runnels hits a fly ball towards left. Durham settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Durham. Runnels moves to second. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Sievers bunts towards the mound. Kritlow fields it and throws to first for the out. Runnels moves to third. One out. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lemon strikes out. Two outs. Ed Fitzgerald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fitzgerald is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Fitzgerald hits a pop-up towards third. Kennedy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Frank Kellert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kellert is 0 for 2 in the game. Kellert takes first base on ball 4. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Courtney bunts towards first. Vernon scoops it up and throws to first, with Runnels covering, for the out. Kellert moves to second. One out. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Hunter is walked intentionally. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0 for 2 in the game. Young hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Ridlow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Kellert moves to third. Hunter moves to second. Luke Ridlow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ridlow is 0 for 2 in the game. Ridlow hits a fly ball into right field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Orioles 2. The Senators will come to bat. Jerry Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 2 in the game. Snyder hits a pop-up towards short. Hunter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey McDermott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDermott is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. McDermott hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Yost takes first base on ball 4. McDermott moves to second. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Busby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunter fields it and throws to second for the out. McDermott moves to third. Two outs. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Vernon hits a fly ball into right field. Abrams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Cal Abrams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Abrams is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Abrams strikes out. One out. Chuck Deering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deering is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Deering takes first base on ball 4. Joe Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Durham is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Kennedy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Deering moves to third. Frank Kellert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kellert is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Kellert hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Orioles 2. The Senators will come to bat. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0 for 3 in the game. Runnels takes first base on ball 4. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Sievers hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kennedy fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lemon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ed Fitzgerald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fitzgerald is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Fitzgerald hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lemon moves to second. Jerry Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-3 in the game. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kennedy fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Courtney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnels scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hunter hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Fitzgerald settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0-for-3 in the game. Young hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Orioles 2. The Senators will come to bat. Mickey McDermott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDermott is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. McDermott hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Yost takes first base on ball 4. McDermott moves to second. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Busby bunts in front of the plate. Courtney fields it and throws to first for the out. McDermott moves to third. Yost moves to second. One out. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Vernon is walked intentionally. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. McDermott scores. Yost moves to third. Vernon moves to second. Two outs. It's 3-2, Senators. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Sievers is walked intentionally. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunter fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Tom Umflett now playing left field. Jim Fridley pinch hits for Lucrit Lau. Jim Fridley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fridley hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cal Abrams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Abrams is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Abrams takes first base on ball 4. Chuck Deering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deering is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Deering hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Durham hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields the ball and throws it to first. safe. Abrams moves to second. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Kennedy hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Umflett. Kennedy reaches second base with a double. Abrams scores. Durham moves to third. It's Senators, 3, Orioles, 3. Frank Kellert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kellert is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Kellert hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Durham scores. Kennedy moves to third. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 4, and Washington Senators, 3. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.